Continues the Gemara, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, Ravina Omar. The Gemara is going back to answer the question that we posed in the past Amud. The Gemara said as follows. Reb Yehuda said that the Mishnah said, Moilich Peres Shvius, you take Chumri Amokam Shiyotzu, Chumri Amokam Shaholach, and then Reb Yehuda says, Tseva Havelachav Ato. So it's a very cryptic statement. What does it mean, Tseva Havelachav Ato? So the Gemara attempted to answer in the middle of the Amud. We saw yesterday, Rav Shisha wanted to say that we're talking about that a person is leaving a mokoim shaloi kolu, le mokoim shaloi kolu. So nothing changed. It's loi kolu in both places. But Shoma, he got a telegram, shekolu, that in the place that he left from, the original place, it was kolu. So on that, Reb Yehuda says, Seva havel chav ato, that you're being mekel, you don't have to. So the Gemara had a kasha, Reb Yehuda is not mekel, Reb Yehuda is machmir. The Gemara says, epuch. But Lamaisi, you'd be making a whole chesur and mechstra. Abai doesn't like this teretz. So Abai said a second teretz, lo'olam kirikotoni, meaning that you left a mokoim shaloi kolu lemokoim shekolu. So you came to a mokoim shekolu, so why should you be able to eat it? Ve'echziron, you made a U-turn. You went back around to the mokoim of where it originated from, and over there it's loi kolu. So adayin loi kolu. So you're not chayv levaya, kong tanakamim. Rabbi Yudit said, save a hovel chav ato, which is taka l'chumra. It's taka l'chumra, a kolu lei. And the guy, the Gemara has a kasha that l'chora otar gabe dechame kaltinu. Just because I came to that inhabitant, that city, I didn't eat it over there. It wasn't grown over there. So why should it become awesome? Why is it mokum shekolu? Why should it be kol to? So Rav Ashi wanted to say, stolen in the machloekas tanoim that we have in the Mishnah Shvius. If you're kovish, if you have a kovish kumavushal, you have three types of vegetables. Lefes, botzel, and the kaflut, and each one has a different man biur. So we have a machloikas over here that Rabbi Lezer says, Oichna ala rishon, when the first one expiration date comes, all of them are also. Rabbi Shurim ala achon, you can wait till the last expiration date, the man biur of the last vegetable. And Rabbi Gamil says, each one individually. So the Gemara wants to say that Rashi explains that the machloikas is Rabbi Yehuda is being machmir, and he says, like in Gamliel, that you can't say that you wait till the achon like Rabbi Shua, like Tanakama, but you wait when each one individually. And once it's man beer, for that one, it's osir, save hovel chav ato, it's not available. You can't get it anymore. Now, the chiddush over here is that we're saying that save hovel chav ato, you went to a place that you traveled with this kovush of these three vegetables in a chavis. And that's it, save hovel chav ato. The question really is, why does it have to be bichal that you travel? Stam, you have three vegetables in one in chavis. That itself should be the machloikas. Do you go basar each one individually, or do you say basar achen? But the Gemara is zetzing it on in the Mishnah of mimokim lemokim, and that's the question, legabe, how to tie to save hovel chav ato. This one we got up to yesterday. Ravina Omar. Three lines from the bottom. Ravina Omar plukte dani tanoi. Another way to explain Rabbi Yehuda Tzevela Havelecha Af Ato is totally in the Machlokes following Tanoim, the Tanan. Oichlin b'tmorin ad she'achala achon she'betzoyar. That means, the zman beer of tmorim is ad she'achala achon she'betzoyar. That means, tzoyar was an ear tmorim. So you're allowed to eat tmorim as long as there's still any tmorim left in tzoyar. Really, the Gemara is going to say soon the three agotzes lebir. We divide it all up into three parts. Mm-hmm. Yehuda, Golil and Eivir Hayarden. So you can eat tmorim in Yehuda as long as there's still any tmorim left. It doesn't make a difference where in Yehuda. Achon shebetzoyar. Ravino amar pluktar in tanoi d'tnan. Oichlon b'tmorim nad shichala achon shebetzoyar. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer. Oichlon daf nun beiz mebeiz. Al shel ben akifin ben oichlon al ben al shel ben ashitzin. That means, let's say the tmorim fell off the tree. The wind blew them within the thorns, sheets in our thorns. So lemaisa, it's still around, but lemaisa, it's not attainable. Practically speaking, you're prevented from eating it because it's amongst thorns. So is that considered that it's kolam in asoda or not? L'chaim in asoda. A chai is not going to go between the thorns to take the tamarim. So we have a machloikas. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Tanakhama says, achichala achon shebetzoyah, it doesn't make a difference where it is, even in the thorns. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, al shebein akipin, if it's amongst the leaves, then you're right, then it's attainable. Ve'ein oichal al shebein ashitzin, once it's been ashitzin, once between the thorns, so it's not attainable, it's not accessible. Once it's not accessible, that's called kol l'chaim in asoda. And that's what Reb Yehuda says. Reb Yehuda is going like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that if it's ben ashitzin, tzeva hovel chav ato, try to get it. You can't get it. It's not attainable. It's between the thorns. No chai is going to go fetch between the thorns and get it. And that's what we're talking about. And now the machlokes is zaitik meniyah, because between thorns, is that considered kolah l'chaim in asod and not? Be'etzim, it's not kolah, just it's zaitik because it's not attainable. It's not accessible because it's between thorns. And that's the machlokes. Zog dimo tanan hosom. Sholosh Achotzes Lebiur. There are three parts of Eretz Yisrael that is called Zman Biur. When we say Zman Biur, what does it mean? Kol Lechai Min Asoda. Where? So the Gemara says the three parts, you split up Eretz Yisrael into three parts. Yehuda, the whole chelik of Yehuda. Eva Ayaden, there's a machlok, we're showing him what Eva Ayaden is. The Rambam and Pish Mishnais and Shvius learns it's the Tzad Maravi of Eretz Yisrael, Eva of Yarden, and the Tosin Yevamos Tezayin learns it's the Tzad Mizrochi, meaning on the other side, the chelik of Sichon Ve'oig, the Nachla of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. But on Kaponim, Eva Ayaden is one chelik, Yehuda is another chelik, V'Golil, Golil is the Upper Galilee, a third chelik. And each of these parts that split into three, they each one have three different agotzes within them. Meaning Yehuda itself has Har, Shvela, and Emek. It has mountainous area, it has valleys, it has Shvela. So it's different type of areas within the three countries, within the three parts. The Loma Omru, now Rashi explains that these three areas, it doesn't make a difference if it's not available in the Har. As long as it's in the Shvela of Yehuda, it's still considered not Kalu. You don't have to have that it's available in the Har, as long as it's in Yehuda. Now, Yehuda happens to have three parts. Tosfos argues in this, Tosfos Oibazoi, what's the purpose of saying the three parts in Yehuda? If it's considered all one Yehuda, and we don't differentiate between Har and Shvela and Emek, so then what's, so Tosfos says the Taka nine areas. There's in Yehuda itself, it has to be available in the Har for the Har, in the Shvela for the Shvela. Once it's not available in the Shvela, if it's available in the Har of Yehuda, that's not going to be considered as like Kola. That's yes called Kola. But Rashi learns clearly that Sholosh Arotz b'chol achas v'achas, v'lom romu Sholosh Arotz l'biur, she'a oichlim b'chol achas v'achas, ad she'chala achan shebo. As long as it's attainable anywhere in Yehuda, that's called the Sholosh Arotzes Lebiur. Even though it might not be in the Har of Yehuda, but it's in the Shvela, that's called Sholosh Arotzes. Now, what's taken in Afkamina according to Rashi? That's an obvious question. Tosfos Kasha, what's in Afkamina that the three parts in Yehuda, if all of them are considered like one? So some Achorinim want to answer, some Mefarshim explain that there's a difference between the fact that it's attainable or not attainable within Yehuda, in a different era of Yehuda, so it's not called the real Zman Biur that you have to get rid of it. It's really machlokes in what does Zman Biur mean. Does Biur mean destroying it, or Biur means taking it out of your house? So it's possible that when Rashi says that it's available in a different part of Yehuda, that's not called the Zman Biur, meaning it's not the real Zman Biur that you have to get rid of it. But it is enough of a Zman Biur that you have to put it out of your house. So he does agree there's a difference between available in the heart itself, or it's only available in the Shvela in Yehuda. But there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Do we look at those three areas as nine areas, or only at three? So that's the side over here. So when we're saying over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tzev Havel Chav Ato is that it's not available only Ben Ashitzin, and we notice a din of Sholosh Arotzes Lebiur, and that is that considered that it's available or not? Zok Gemara Menorah Mili. From where do we know this whole din that the three agotzes? Omer Rav Chama Baruch, Omer Rav Yosef Bachanina, Omer Kro, v'lebehem techo, v'lechai asher ba'atzecho. It says, l'gabe shvius. This is the pasuk of shvius. V'lebehem techo, this man bira is, as long as it's available for l'behem techo, u'lechai asher ba'atzecho. Kol zman shechai yorcheles min asoda, as long as it's still, yeah, as long as it's still available to l'chai min asoda, then what? If it's available to l'chai min asoda, teichel l'behema, then it's eaten by the behema shebebayis. Then it can be eaten by the animal in your house. It's still available to the Chai Shabbosod. It's not Zman Biur yet. If it's not attainable anymore to the Chai Shabbosod, then it can't be fed to your behema. Now, it can't be fed to yourself either. But we're saying, even to your behema, even to be a nana from it, you can't, once it's Kol L'Chai Min Asod. So again, where do we know that there's Zman of Biur? The Pasuk says, Ule behem techo l'chaya sheba'atzecho. Because man shechaya yocheles min asoda techo l'behema, it's not yet called Zman Biur sheba'ayis. Kol l'chaya sheba'asoda, kol l'behem techo min abayis. Ugmira, and we know, we have a Kabbalah. So Rashi, Ugmira. Rashi teaches Gmira, not just a Kabbalah, but we have a Mesoyres Mavisein, so Rashi. Ugmira, the ein chaya sheba'yuda g'deila al pera sheba'golil. That means if you have a chaya in Yehuda, he's not going to go fetch food in Golol. If a chaya in Golol, he's not going to go fetch food in Yehuda. They're not going to go from Yehuda to Golol to Eva Yarden. Since they stay in their turf, in their territory, so mele, it's called Kol Chayim in Asoda. We have that Mesoris, Baviseinu. So that's considered Kolam in Chayim in Asoda, because it doesn't go, that's where three Avotzes, it doesn't go to the other part. Now, Rashi learns very gishmak, Rashi Lishitosoi, that as long as it's available in Yehuda, it's not going to go to Gol, but it's going to go to a different part of Yehuda, because we don't differentiate between Ha, Shefel, and Emek, the different parts of Yehuda. And that's Rashi Taka says, Zog Rashi, De'en chai sheb'yuda mischachek es kokach lotzim Yehuda legolim legol Yehuda, ava yoitzi mi gol legolim Yehuda Yehuda. In Yehuda it stays. Rashi l'shutosai. Ha, Shefel, and Emek, that of course, it go, but the animal doesn't go further. Now the chiddush is, let's see about a boundary of Gol and Yehuda. So the animal is not going to go 5 feet to Golu, but it is going to go 20 miles to the higher part of Yehuda, even though it's in the Emek. What's the pshat? Well, the animal is so smart. So someone explained, maybe the Chazanish says, that the food, the fruit, what they eat, is a different time in a different area. They don't mix, so to speak. They don't take the peres or the vegetables or the things that grow from a different area. It's a different climate, a different taste. So that's why they don't go to there. They only stay in Yehuda. They don't go to the Galilee. They don't go to Golo. They don't go to Eval Yardin. Mm-hmm. That's a pshat. It's not the pshat in distance. Distance can be much closer by the border. Zogti Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Perish Yotzim Eretz Yisrael L'chutz L'Oretz. Now, we know that Shvius, we're talking about Shvius. You're not allowed to take Perish Shvius because you have to be Noyek Kedusha Shvius. If you bring it to Chutz L'Oretz, you might get mixed up and not be Noyek the Kedusha Shvius. So Perish Yotzim Eretz Yisrael L'chutz L'Oretz Mizbarin B'chol Mokim Shein. It comes as man of beer, you have to be Mizbarit B'chol Mokim Shein, even in Chutz L'Oretz. Comes along B'shem Meloza Oimer Yachz Gulim Koimon. Bring it back. Since the mokum that you have to keep the Perish Shvius is in Eitz Yisrael, you took it out, you have to bring it back. This man beer means bevar bim koima in Eitz Yisrael. Zok the mokum, yachzul mkoima viz baru. What's the reason? Mishum shenema, it's stated in Pasuk, be'artzecha. It says in the Pasuk, v'le behemtcha v'lechaya asher be'artzecha. So this man of beer is totally in artzecha. So who had then when you took it out and it comes as man beer, you have to bring it back la'artzecha. Frek the mokum, ho'afikdei, we already used Ba'artzcha a few lines earlier that we said that Gimel Arotza is Lebir. La'artzcha is telling me that Kozman Chayor Cheles Min Asoda Toichal Behemish Havayis, and it's totally in Gimel Arotza is Lezman Bir. So we need it already. We use it already for something else. Zog Drashi ho'afikdei limute dein soimch min Yehuda al altsom v'le'al shel galu. We need Artzcha for that Drasha, that Yehuda is the Mambir is told in Yehuda, it's relevant that it's available in Golul. So how do you tell me, Artzcha is telling me that you have to bring it back from Chutzos to Artzcha? Zog digam ora, kori bei be'eretz. It could have said be'eretz. It says Artzcha, so you learn both dinim. Inami ma'asher ba'artzcha. It says ma'asher, the extra word. So we learn both dinim. Side din that Golul is told in Golul and not told in Yehuda. And side din that if it's Hetzio l'chutzos, this Mambir, you have to bring it back and be mavar in Eretz Yisrael. Zog digam ora, Rav Safra nofak me'etzro l'chutzos. Rav Safku went from Eitzel to Chutz L'Oretz. Have a Bahade Galbe de Chamre de Shvius. Now again, you're not supposed to take Shvius out of Chutz L'Oretz. He took it out. So Toys the right away points out, Toys on the bottom. How did he take it out? Hikshiri vo, the Tampek vo, the Shvius, Eimatzin, Shemen, Srevel, Peres Shvius, Min Oretz, Chutz L'Oretz. Betiret Zosemagi Lachila. You're not allowed to take it out Lachila. But Rav Safra Ofik L'Schoiro. And Schoiro means Schoiro Muetes, a small amount of Schoiro. So that's Taka, Zokta Chai Odom and Binas Odom. It's Meduik in the Gemara. It says Garba the Chamra, a small amount. So that you're allowed to take L'Schoiro. One teretz, the Yesh Schoiro Shumeteres, Inami B'Shoike Goitziu. It was a mistake. Now, it doesn't mean a mistake that he didn't know the Halacha, they're not allowed to take Peres Shvius. It was a mistake, he didn't realize that the Yain is Yain of Shvius. That's what was forbidden, and that was the mistake that he made. Not the mistake that he forgot the halacha, they're not allowed to take the chutzots, but the mistake was that he didn't realize that it was yayin or shvius. So Toys gives two terutzim how he took it out the chutzots. Either l'schoyre muetes, and that's the schoyre that's muta, or it was taka shoygik. So what happened? Rav Safra nofik me'ay tzol l'chutzots, have a body gabad chamad l'shvius. Lovu ba'adei Rav Huna b'reit Rav Ika. Rav Huna b'reit Rav Ika accompanied him. V'Rav Kana, both accompanied him. Omalu. So Rav Safra asked them, "Ika de shamale minei de Rabavo." They were talmidim of Rabavo. Did you hear anything that Rabavo said? Is Aloch Rav Shimon Loza Eloi? Rav Shimon Loza, we just said that paskind that yachzulim koimon. If you take it in Chutz L'Oretz and if it's man beer, you have to bring it back. So now he was stuck. It was man beer. What's the halacha? Did any of you talmidim hear if Rabavo paskind like Rav Shimon Loza or not? Omale Rav Kahana Hochyom Rabavo. Rabavo said, Halocha Kreb Shimon Ben Elozo. That means you have to bring it back. Omale Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Ika, the opposite. Hochyom Rabavo. Ain't Halocha Kreb Shimon Elozo. That Halocha is not like Kreb Shimon Elozo. They were Talmidim Rabavo. What did he say? Like Kreb Shimon Elozo or not? So Rav Huna said, Aloch is not like Rishon Lozer. So you're good to stay. You can be Mekel, you can stay in Chutz Loretz. Omer Rav Safra, Nekoita Kola de Rav Huna Biyotcho. I'm following Rav Huna. Rav Huna was Medayik. Exactly what Rav Huna said. Aloch is not like Rishon Lozer. The Dayik Vigome Shmaitze, Mipume de Rabbe. He was very careful, Medayik Shmaitze, from his Rebbe. And his Rebbe said, Aloch is not. So I can rely on him that Aloch is not like Rishon Lozer. How was he Medayik? Like Rechovim Pumpedisa was very Medayik. Where is Rechovim Medayik? The Omar Rechovim Ravido Harabayis Stov Kofel Hoyo Stov Lifnimi Stov. The Harabayis had benches all around it, and those benches were covered, but it weren't just benches, there were double rows of benches. Stov Kofel. It wasn't Staman Itztava, it was Medayik, it was a Stov Kofel. That's one way of learning the diuk that he was medayik rechava, or because he said Rav Yehuda and not Reb Yehuda, he was medayik exactly what he said. So likewise over here, Ravuna was medayik mipi Rabbi Daloch is not like Reb Shimon Lozer, ain't enough to bring him back after this mambir. Just like rechava was medayik that harbay stov kofel hoy stov lefinim stov. Kori alei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef that Rav Safra relied on Ravuna that said that Daloch is not like Reb Shimon Lozer. So Rav Yosef said about him, kori alei Rav Yosef. Ami be'etzoi, the pasuk is in Hosea. Ami be'etzoi yishol umaklo yagid loy. That means he basically followed the lenient opinion because it was, so to speak, convenient for him. He was already in chutzal. He didn't want to bring it back. Kol amekaloi magid loy. Someone who's make of him magid loy. So mele he's following that shita. He followed Rav Huna that's medayik b'shmaitzer like rechava because kol amekel magid loy. That was the shita he wanted to follow. Magid loy becomes like, that's what he says over. He says over, and he like Rav Huna, because he's makel for him. Zokti Gemara. Rabbi Loi kots kafnaisa de shvias. Rabbi Loi kots kafnaisa. Kafnaisa are small little dates that were not yet ripened, and he was mafsid those fruits, those unripened fruits. Rabbi Loi kots kafnaisa de shvias. How could you cut the tree, the fruits down? There's a hefsid. If you're cutting the kafnaisa, if you're cutting the small dekel that has kafnoyas on it, small tamarim, that were not mavusha yet, so you're being mafsid the whole tree. He's cutting the whole tree, right? You can't cut it. Oh, that's Dukash. You can't cut a fruit tree. That's also discussed. So the way you're allowed to cut a fruit tree is when it's, let's say, not baltashkes, let's say you need it. You need the place that it's in. Or let's say it's a very small amount, or it's in a place where it's a hefset for something else. So then it's not, we don't say there's an issa of cutting a fruit tree. But the Gemara is not discussing the issa of cutting a fruit tree. The Gemara is discussing the issa of being mafsid shvius. How can he cut the fruit tree? After all, zok the Gemara, you can't cut a fruit tree. So even though it's kafnais, it's unripened fruits, but it's a shame pre already. The below he cuts kafnais the shvius. How did he do so? After all, lo och lo omer achmona v'loy lehefset. You're being mafsid it. You're going to tell me, maybe you're not allowed to cut a fruit tree when it's a fruit. And kafnaisa is unripened fruit, so it's not a shame pre yet. So it's not called hefsin or pegas. When it's not a pre yet, loy, so there's no issa to cut pegas shvias. That's incorrect. You can't say that's the reason why below you cut it. Because Rav Nachman said, mitchle de orlo. Mitchle de orlo is the shomer that goes around, that grows around the tamarim of Arla. Now, Arla, we know, is the issa of Pegas of Arla. So the shomer has a shame pre. Atse Arla are not forbidden, but the pre of Arla is usher. What do you look at? How do you look at the shomer of this pre? The shomer is like a husk around it. Do you look at it as an eitz, so it's muta, or do you look at it as a pre? So then it's also to be nana from the prayers of Arla. So it says, Rav Nachman Om Rav Avua, Hani Mitchli de Arla, those the things that cover the Arla, the shoyma that goes around it, around the pre, is Asira. Why? Hoyle v'nasa shoyma lepi. It's like a shoyma of the parents, it's a shame peri. It's not a shame eitz. Atzi Arla is not peri Arla. So we look at it like peri Arla. V'shoyma lepeire emes haven. Now when do these Mitchli de Arla grow around the fruits? It's only in the beginning period when the fruits are very, very tiny and unripened. Zog demor v'shem lepeire emes hava bekufra. That kufra means when it's not yet ripened, right? That's like the kafnaisa. Because kori lupeira, and it's clearly called peira. So you want to tell me the reason why Rabbi Loi cut kafnaisa the shvius is because maybe it's no issa or hefsa because not a pre yet. It's not nochas lepeira. Rav Nachman said clearly that the Isser of Orla is even when it's unripened, it's called the Shoymel Pri. So it's the same Pri even before it's ripened. So I bizarre hard beloy cuts cut nice in the shvias. Look how it is the Isser of being mafsed the peiros. And don't tell me it's not Pri yet because it's unripened. Rav Nachman clearly said that it's a shame Pri when it comes to the Pri of Orla, even in the unripened stage, because it's considered the Shoymel for the Pri. So it's a shame Pri when it's even when it's in the beginning stages. And for the Gemara, Rav Nachman that said that the Issa Arla is on the Shomer, it's called the Shomer Lepri, on the Mitchel of the Arla, Rav Nachman that's held like that is the Omek Rabbi Yossi. There's a Shita Rabbi Yossi that says, not like Rabbanon, the Terang Rabbi Yossi Omer, Smodar Osur. Smodar is the blossoming. Rashi says, Smodar Loshan Rashi is, Mishenofa perach hagefen, when the flower of the gefen falls off, v'niris tzuras hanov, when you see the beginning stages of the grape, it's little buds, v'hainu smodar, osu mishum arlo, it's already called the pri, neshu pri. So that stage is an unripened grape. It's when the flower, the blossom falls off. In the beginning, initial stage, it's already called the pri. That's the shita of Rabbi Yossi. The time Rabbi Yossi, I'm a smother also, Neishu Peri. U plige Rabbonin alei. Rabbonin argue. Rabbonin say it's not a call the shame pre when it's smother. So Meli can answer very geschmack. Rabbi Loi, that cut kafnais of the shvias, he holds like Rabbonin that smother is not also. And the din of smother is not called a pre yet. So Mela, the din of Orla doesn't apply by smother. And who had the din of shvias, it's not called being mafsed the pre yet when it's in an unripened stage. You ask me that Rav Nachman is the one that said that Mitchel de Arla is Osir, he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that says Smodar is Osir. But Rabbi Loi holds like Rabbonah that argue on Rabbi Yossi, they say Smodar is not considered the Issa of a Priyat, it's not called the Issa of Arla. So Wadin, he was Kotzkaf Naisa de Shvias, because he held it's not considered being Mafsid Peris of Shvias, it's not a Shem Priyat in that initial stage. Kaf Naisa, like Rashi says, is dekel cotton kofniois vein tmorim ktanim shloi bishlu. It's an unripened date. The kotzatz adekel eitzim behifsit kofniois. Being mafsid the kofni is dekel being mafsid peiros vius or not? So the Gemara assumed that it's not. Fek demar kasha. Rav Nachman clearly said that even in an unripened stage, it's called the pri, so it should be considered being mafsid peiros vius. On that we said Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yosi that it's smodar as osir. But Rabbanon argue, and that's from Rabbi Loi when he cut the kafniisa because not yet a shame pri in that unripened stage. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Amid.